This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's just one game at a time, and that's just the way you got to look at it. You got to slow things down one inning at a time, really, and come out and relax and be yourselves. Don't try to do too much.
Well, he's not wrong about that. The thing is, be yourself means Kyle Schwarber's got to hit, you know, got to get going, got to hit. Got to hit a homer, hopefully. I mean,
No, key hit. You don't need to hit a homer.
I know.
Just get a key hit.
I shouldn't say you need to hit a homer, but you know what I mean.
For goodness sakes.
So, let's talk bullpen. Let's just go with disaster scenario, which your two starting pitchers, Nolan and Ranger, let's just say the combination of them only gets through six. And let's just say that obviously would lead to you giving up runs. But let's say you've scored runs also. It's 5-5 entering the seventh inning.
Oh, my God.
All right? And Nolan and Ranger are done. It's the seventh inning. It's 5-5. Now, I know we don't know which Dodgers batter is about to bat. He could be a righty or a lefty. But just that aside, in the moment, seventh inning, who you going to?
I guess Robertson.
Mm-mm. I think so.
I don't feel great. I'm going either way. I'm going Duran 8-9. If my season's on the line, 100%. Like if I have to, and I know you got a game the next night, so you have to take that into account. But
they
like, if I have a lead in the eighth, I'm going for it.
How long can Durangelo go?
Two innings.
Two max.
Yeah. Two max.
Yeah, probably.
Two max.
All right. Here's a crazy thought.
Yep.
Because and James, I think I brought this up the other day because I forget which team did it. I don't know if it was the Tigers or the Brewers earlier in the playoffs. They brought their closer in the fifth.
I thought about it the other day in the seventh.
Okay, I was thinking it.
I thought it
too. I would have done it. I would just, at this point, you have to be creative.
Let me put it this way. If the other team has, again, which they did the other day, second and third, and nobody out, and it's a tie game, and it's the seventh inning, which is the ultimate strikeout time.
Oh, yeah.
And listen, I give Kirkland credit for how he started. He started with a strikeout.
He got the strikeout.
And he got the weak ground ball that could have been an out at the plate. He was very close to like sort of being out of the inning. I mean, you're like sort of almost one out away.
He kind of feels that way a lot.
Yeah, but uh-huh. then it falls apart.
It crumbles. Why, with Kirkland, does it feel like it crumbles more than
he's not that good.
He's not that good. He's not that good. Here, let me ask this question. Is Strom good?
No.
So he was
he's fine.
I think Strom has been good here. Like he was good for the Phillies. Last year, I know not in the playoffs, but last year and the year before,
great.
He was great.
He
felt the effects of it this year. He hasn't been as good this year, but he did look good heading into the playoffs the last month of the season or so. But he's not as good as he was last year,
James,
in my opinion.
Here's the question. It's eighth inning, it's lefty time. They're both available, Strom or Banks.
So, I mean,
it's Banks.
That's what I was about to say. I think Strom is like the clear answer people have. I trust Banks more. Like,
he hasn't appeared yet, has he?
Banks came in last game.
Okay, yeah.
He has stones, man. Like, that guy comes into a spot. It never feels like it's too big for him. It never feels like he can't handle it. I love Tanner Banks.
All right. And just to be clear, outfield, James, you think it's against a good righty, a great righty. You think it's Kepler, Marsh, and Casty?
Not what I want. What I think it will be. Yes. And not just that. I feel pretty confident it will be that.
Oh, boy. So Marsh would bat fifth in that scenario. Probably Casty six.
Or JT.
JT six. My
Casty
fault.
Casty seven.
JT
probably.
Six. I actually think in that scenario it would be Kepler seven.
Yeah, then, yeah, you're right. You guys have a lefty thing. Yeah.
I was going to say to you, keep Alec Bohm four, but I don't know who else you'd put there because it's not like.
You don't have options.
There's theoretically no
yeah,
options.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can't go lefty because you're not splitting apart. You can't go Marsh there or something against a righty.
There was a classic at bat. I think it was in game two when they totally pitched around Bryce, two outs and nobody on.
Would you consider putting JT in cleanup? He's been there. Him and Kepler have been their two best hitters this series. And he batted cleanup a lot of the season, JT, if we remember.
I would.
Like, I trust JT in a playoff at bat way more than Bohm, personally, especially right now.
I do now.
Why not go with the guy we trust more?
Bohm. Sure. I'm with you. Bohm.
Let's just shoot Bader up and just put him.
Honestly, no. Like, if he was willing, if he was ready to play, I'm with you.
Of course.
I would absolutely move him up in the lineup. Absolutely.
Well, yeah, if he can, but
he
I think it's unlikely.
I think he can.
Well,
John, I don't know if you could shoot it up. And remember, I mean, listen.
Maybe not.
He's a free agent. Yeah. I mean, that's a big ass to do of a guy.
I agree with you, Ray.
You know, and it's not like he's never been in the playoffs before. He's had chances.
Yeah, I agree.
I wouldn't be mad at the guy who's like, yo, I got free agency.
I'm not mad at him.
But see, I don't think it's that.
I just think he can't do it. I don't think it's a choice. I agree with you. I don't think it's a free agency thing.
I just think
physically he probably isn't going to be able to go.
I don't either. And I'll just say,
I've seen
listen,
lots of guys shoot up groins and play in but football.
And that's what I was about to say. Football, it's different.
Not center field. I mean, not center field in baseball.
Okay, but what's the difference? A running back in football, it is a similar skill set if you're talking about running around, fielding center field. Like, it really is. Yeah. You're doing similar stuff.
All right, let's go to the calls. Robert in Springfield. Robert, what's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm really annoyed, and I don't want to be, but I am.
Do me a favor, Joe. Can you take a deep breath? Like, a big deep breath. Give me one. There you go, buddy. Hey, my dad was Miyagi, and he taught me two things in life. And funny, the first thing, Bryce Harper just brought it up. Like, so me and my brother got in a scuffle a couple months ago, and I started mentioning it to him. He goes, son, that's yesterday's news. Let's move on. Bryce Harper said the same thing. That's yesterday's news. Let's move on. The reality is when the Phillies play at home, they have too much pressure on them. They have too much tension. And what I mean by that is they're trying too hard. It's like when you hold a golf club at an eight and you can't hit the fairway. They got to lower the pressure like they're holding a bird down to a three. And you can see it in their swings. Other thing to know, too, hopefully you can relate this to the message, that left-handed reliever, when he does his stretch move, he waits 8 seconds to throw the ball.
Which one, Strom or Banks?
Whatever the left-handed guy is on the Dodgers who pitches in the eighth inning against Sosa. Sosa doesn't have any chance because he's sitting there waiting so long. He got discombobulated because he had to wait 8 seconds.
That's pitching.
I noticed even before him, there were a ton of pitch clock violations.
It runs out, and then they just wait, and then they throw the ball.
Wow.
So now they're on the road, right? So now they're on the road, and here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you the answer. So what happens is Bryce Harper is the Michael Jordan of the Philadelphia Phillies. You guys are all talking about relief pitchers, and Aaron Nola is going to throw his 95-mile-an-hour four-seamer, and his curveball should work. But it's all about Bryce Harper because he's the engine, and he's the Hall of Famer, and he's the best player in Philadelphia sports. We need him to come through because if he hits a double and a home run, just like Stairs did and Chase Utley did back in the day in L.A., they're going to take the pressure and attention off, and the energy is going to come back to the team. The team wants to win just as much as we do. They just got the pressure off. Now,
well, Robert, hold on one second. I'll just say this. I definitely believe in Bryce more than at least some combination of the crew in here.
You got to get Bryce going. If he hits a home run, everybody's relaxed. Now everyone's hitting the ball. Now everyone's playing baseball. They're not worried. They're not tension. Now, another thing, though, is Michael Jordan said something really important one time, and I heard him say it. He goes, what is it better to do in the playoffs, play on the road or play at home? And he said, I love to play on the road because when I was on the road, all the pressure was on the other team. And that's when he hit the shot against that guy from Utah.
Yeah,
so that's
Russell.
The answer, too. The second thing is, Joe.
Hold on, Robert. One thing. And I don't mean this to be a jokester. Like, Jordan was better than Alec Bohm. Like, you know, like.
I agree with you, but I do think there is something to his point with this team. Like, I actually do think it is better for them to be on the road right now.
Well,
I agree.
I don't, but I do get the point. All right, go ahead. What's
Bryce
point two, Robert?
Bryce Harper's going to get a home run. Last point is, 2 points real quick. Nick Sirianni came on, and he was right about the process over the result from Brad Feinberg. So you got to follow the process to get to the result. If you try to get to the result, you're not going to get the answer. Mm-hmm. Second thing, yeah, you talked about John Madden earlier. I didn't like that. Do not respect John Madden. He's the godfather. John Madden
Robert. I love John Madden. He was.
But you disrespected
no,
him.
No. Okay. Enough. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah,
I'm
we're
not
done
in the mood.
With that. It was
an idiotic comment. I'm not in the mood. All right, Nick in Wilmington. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. So one of my favorite artists is Frank Sinatra, and I always want to tell myself the best is yet to come, but it's really, really tough to think that way when you see the moves that are being made when it comes to, obviously, the pieces you put out there with pitching. But I want to make a comment about what Bryce Harper said, and I think he was talking to – I feel like he was talking to Castellanos directly, because his comment is as far beyond, you know, the pale of – how I feel about him is that when Bryce Harper said, and I love his press conference about, if I was playing this bad, I would get booed too.
Right.
And you have to be, you like, people don't realize, a lot of sports don't realize that you're lucky to be a Philly, because we have the best fans, most passionate fans, like, in the world. We want them to win so bad, just as much as they want to win. But the Castellanos comment just further puts in the point that he is a detriment to the locker room. Every excuse, it's like he's turning into the A.J. Brown, but he's not that good. Like, it's starting to turn into the blame game. And then you hear Boehm say these comments. It should strictly be, we didn't perform, we didn't play well, and we have to be better. And that should be the end of the conversation, not saying, well, when the win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's 10 knots out of the east. It's bad, and it's 10 knots down when it's great. Like, these comments, like, we don't want to hear this as fans.
No question.
We just really don't.
We don't want to get reprimanded by you guys. You guys are mean. Like, really?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but if you play back, it's like, it's a performance-based business. You get paid to play a game, and one of the best games in, like, the world.
Yeah.
And you should just own it. Like, I would appreciate more. Like, that's why I have so much respect for Bryce, and that a lot of this criticism, he's done well in the postseason before. He obviously hasn't had a good postseason this time. But, like, he is a true baseball player that takes responsibility and wants to play well and understands that we just have to be better. It should be clear as day that anybody should
look.
Say.
I agree. I mean, Castellanos was acting like a bozo the other day with those comments. But the problem is, that's how he thinks
and feels.
Yeah, and feels.
Yeah,
and it's who he is.
Yeah, and it's like you only get so many chances to portray your way in a certain way. You only get a certain amount of times. But the fact that, like, you're one of the lowest graded outfielders in all of baseball.
Right.
There's a reason why you play more towards center field, because you're only good running one way, which I saw that stat a while ago, which I actually thought was kind of cool. But it's also showing that, like, you're not, like, the heir thing from his wife, like, all these things. Like, if you were really good, maybe, but you're not. So
correct.
It's kind of like, you shouldn't be saying these things. So that's kind of my point. Am I still going to root for the Phillies today? You better believe it. But
of course.
I say it in a way with a little enthusiasm. Go Phillies.
All right, Nick. Appreciate the call, man. Let's go to Steve in King of Prussia. Steve, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. So I just wanted to point out, usually you're down 2-0 in a series. A lot of times you know the other team's better than us. And that, in this case, I don't feel that way. I feel like any given game, we can win. At the last two games, obviously, we lost. It came down to maybe three swings, right?
Well, Steve, here's what I say. I think the teams are pretty comparable, but I think there's one thing that has changed the dynamic of both teams that the record does not indicate. Like, the Phillies finished with a slightly better record than the Dodgers. It really doesn't matter if one team wins 96 and one team wins 94 or whatever. Like, it doesn't matter, other than the home field advantage and the effect of 3-2 and all that. But, like, the reality is this. There's two things that really altered down the stretch. The Phillies lost their best pitcher. The Dodgers gained maybe their best pitcher, meaning Ohtani became a guy who was, like, not used and then a little bit used and then is able to be used. And so, you know, that is a tough reality for the Phils. Do I think the Dodgers are better? I do.
But the starting pitching hasn't been the problem.
It hasn't been. But
if Bryce Harper, Trey Turner, and Kyle Schwarber do their job, might be completely different.
No, believe me, I'm not looking to shoot the arrows at Sanchez and Lizardo.
They did their jobs.
But they did, but I will say, to James's point from a day or two ago, if the Phillies had Wheeler in game one, they might have won that game. Like, there was some lag from Sanchez that might not have been there from Wheeler.
And how do you know that Rob Thompson doesn't pull him out in the seventh?
I don't.
Like he did before.
Listen, Steve, the starting pitching for the Phillies hasn't been the problem. But part of what I'm getting at is, and I said this when the playoffs began, you would feel the effect deeper in the playoffs. And here we are. Game three, and Aaron Nola starting. Now, he shouldn't, because Rangers ready. But, like, I know this. Aaron Nola won't be starting over Zach Wheeler. Just won't.
God, no.
But we're where we are, right?
Correct.
I mean, if we win tonight, you can't tell me we have all the momentum. If we just need to win this one game.
Well, they won't have it all, but they'll have some.
Well,
I mean, yeah, honestly, if they don't win tonight, then they're done.
Yeah.
Correct, but we can win. We can win this
game. I agree, Steve. I agree.
If they win tonight, Sanchez is on the hill for game four.
Totally.
You got a shot. You bring it. Yeah. Honestly, I could see them winning two out there and losing home for five. Like, there's all kinds of potential scenarios.
Steve, I'm with you. I mean, believe me, I started the show saying to those that think they can't, they can. The Phillies can win the series. They got to believe it, which I actually think they do, because you'd be a total dummy to not believe it. They can win the series.
I'm a total dummy then. But you already thought that.
Yeah, well, they can win the series. They got to play better. They got to play better. And Rob Thompson can't mess it up with stupid decisions. And I think going with Nola is a stupid decision. Let's listen to his justification. I still think this is just a whopper, but it's his choice and it's a disaster. Here's Rob Thompson yesterday on going with Nola tonight.
Can you go into a little more further explanation maybe why you guys wanted Nola to start game three over Ranger?
Well, he's more comfortable with starting. One, you're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and, you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them. Don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us in the last couple of years.
Is this maybe your way of dealing with some of the issues you guys have had in the sixth and seventh inning? Is that you start with a starter and then maybe your second starter can bridge it maybe better, hypothetically?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'd regret having either one of those guys not pitch in this series.
Look, I will say this one thing in Rob Thompson's defense, because I don't have much on that ledger. But I will say this. It's possible when he says not necessarily that it's related to the bullpen. He's just covering up for the bullpen. I mean, Nick Sirianni talked to us an hour ago and said that, you know, they didn't pass the ball more because of AJ's tweets. Of course they did. Of course they did. Right? I mean, we all know. AJ tweeted out. They had a week of consternation. They went from being a heavy run team to, like, let's throw the ball almost every play. It wasn't just about we saw something in the Denver Broncos' freaking defense. coaches cover stuff up all the time. It is possible Rob Thompson is just covering up.
As they should insert. Like, we don't. Nick Sirianni should not come on here and be like, yeah, I changed the game plan because AJ. He shouldn't say that, even if we know
it. But James, we know he did, right?
Of course. But I agree with him not saying it. It's one of those things that you just accept, you know?
Yes.
I would have fallen off my chair if he had said yes.
Honestly, I wouldn't have known what to do. I would have been like,
all right, Nick, go for it. Nick, I really don't think Nick realized today. He could have said a lot of stuff, and we're like so wrapped up in what the Phillies.
It's like a Friday news dump for him.
Nick was like, wow, I'm really not getting crushed today. This is pretty good. Got the
it was really bizarre. I mean, we were talking to the Eagles head coach, and I don't mean this disrespectful to him. Like, I almost didn't care. Like,
no, and it's like, you know, they lost their first game, like, and you're not going to kill it for losing it. I mean, they didn't lose it greatly, but. But yeah, it was almost like,
they went a year without losing one of their quarterbacks starting finish. We're not going to crush him for the loss.
Yeah, we're going to crush him. But you're like, all right, Nick, all right, just go get him tomorrow.
Brutal. Devin, 9:07 tonight. This game starts at 9:08. 9:07. What's going through your mind?
Oh, man, am I really going to sit down and do this again and start to believe? Like, I don't know. I feel almost numb to it at this point after the weekend that we had and like the last, I mean, weekend plus, because then Monday followed that up. I don't feel great, but I also think it's entirely possible that it would be the most like Phillies thing for them to go out there and win this game, you know, win a game that Aaron Nola is starting after basically not hitting for the first two games of the series. I did just see an interesting stat, Richie, that I think you'll appreciate when it comes to Phillies stats against Yamamoto, who's starting for the Dodgers. Most of them, like 1 for 2, 0 for 2, 0 for 3. Harrison Bader.
Oh, boy.
4 for 7.
Wow.
Yeah.
So shoot him up.
How is this guy only batting whatever it is, 2 and a little? It seems like he lights everyone up.
No, he ended pretty high, actually. I think he ended with like a 270-something average. Because he got so hot with the Phillies. Yeah. No, his average ended pretty high.
Good.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
God, if we
need them.
Yeah.
We need
awesome if you can take advantage of it.
I know.
Seltzer, you going to play Tupac Shoot 'em Up as our next
Hit 'em Up?
Song? That's right. Hit 'em Up. As a big Tupac fan, that's
a bad job by you.
That's a horrible job
by you.
That's
not good doing.
I got to have changes, you know? I got to pick.
Go
I
see what you did there.
I got to picture the Phillies rolling. All right, now I'm crossing it all sorts of weird here.
If you keep tagging like that, you're going to be one of America's most wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, here's the problem. Life goes on unless you lose tonight.
Joe's going to be like, dear mama, I'm really sad tonight.
And how do I want it? I want the Phillies to win. That's how I want it. All right, time's yours.
That was pretty good.
I'm doing my best. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's a hell of a day. Devin Seltzer and Ree, we're happy to be with you. We hope tomorrow we're with you with the season still alive. We'll find out later tonight if we are on 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook, as always, in partnership with Valley Forge Casinos. They get you ready for kickoff with an offer you will not want to miss. You can get in on tonight's action. You can get in on tomorrow's action with FanDuel Sportsbook, where new customers can bet just $5. And with that $5 bet, you can bet more than five if you want, but with as little as $5, you can get $300 in bonus bets if you win that first bet. What a deal. And that's what you get at FanDuel.com/hammer. That's FanDuel.com/hammer. Whichever sport, you know, whichever game, Philadelphia and Los Angeles tonight, Philadelphia and New York and football tomorrow, all the games, all the sports, all the leagues available for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. So download that FanDuel app. Have it easy and ready to go right there on your phone anytime in-game, or before the game, for something short-term or for something long-term, like who's going to win the big game this year in pro football. All the bets are there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.